I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One thing that has not been talked about much in the whole Panama Papers scandal is who are Mossack and Fonseca, as in the guys behind Mossack Fonseca, the Panama-based law firm that helped a lot of wealthy people set up shell companies and offshore accounts where they could park their money and not pay taxes on it. Fonseca is Ramon Fonseca, a lawyer and former novelist, two-time winner of Panama's highest literary honor, in fact. Mossack is Jürgen Mossack, and Wall Street Journal reporter Cajal Vyas got the first interview with Mossack since the leak happened. Here's what Cajal got out of the conversation with Mr. Mossack.
He says they've done nothing wrong. When you ask him about the long list of names that have come out this week, he says, well, look, they're not our clients. His law firm works through financial intermediaries like banks or advisors who are in turn working with the ultimate beneficiaries. And so he says, look, all we do is sell these offshore shell companies, these offshore entities.
How can he honestly say he knew nothing or that his company knew nothing? I mean, there have been so many stories about how they've helped tyrants and fraudsters and narco traffickers.
Yeah, well, they complied completely with local laws, and they do distance themselves using these intermediaries. They say that, you know, if a end user decides to change the use of, you know, says that they want to open this company for X reason and then ends up using it for a different reason, well, you know, look, we don't have any part in that. So they say, look, we're not doing anything wrong.
And when you spoke with him, how did he look? Did he seem comfortable? Did he seem nervous?
Yeah, he seemed actually quite confident. In fact, I mean, one thing that I would say kind of surprised me in our conversation was that, you know, he didn't really seem to have huge plans for changing his business model. In fact, he said, we're going to keep doing what we're doing or we've been doing for 40 years. When I asked him, you know, what changes he would make, I mean, he mentioned, you know, maybe better cybersecurity. you know, they say they want to be more selective with clients, maybe scale down on overseas franchises. Mossack Fonseca has dozens of offices around the world, which has franchised out. So they use Mossack Fonseca's name and logo. And they say, you know, some of the problems may have stemmed from there, but that's about it.
So you leave your hotel, you get in the taxi, and you tell them you want to go to the offices of Mossack Fonseca. What kind of reactions do you get from the taxi driver?
You get smiles. Surprisingly, what's interesting, that's actually a really great question. What's interesting is that, you know, it's a very small office. It's off a major strip along the financial district of downtown Panama. It's very easy to miss. It's a kind of a reflective glass, almost mirror-like exterior. I think it's about a 4 or 5 story building where they share space, and it's dwarfed by the towering skyscrapers that line a lot of the district. But yeah, what's interesting, I mean, obviously Mossack Fonseca is all over the news here and it's the hot topic. But what's interesting is that when you ask everybody from shopkeepers to taxi drivers about what they think of this, there's a lot of shrugging of the shoulders. People think that, you know, Panama is being scapegoated. It's being unfairly targeted, that what they're basically doing is no different than what, you know, major financial and economic powers around the world, like the U.S. and the U.K. do.
Well, the president of Panama, Juan Carlos Varela, has defended his country's record on transparency, promised a review of regulations. What kind of shape will this law firm, Mossack Fonseca, be in a year from now?
Well, as of now, they don't seem to have too many plans of changing what they do. And so it's to be determined. I mean, Panamanian authorities have said that they will be launching an investigation, not only just Mossack Fonseca, but, you know, into the broader business in setting up offshore entities. But as of last night, when I spoke to Mr. Mossack and his aides, I mean, they had said that they had not even been contacted directly by Panamanian authorities. So it's still very much to be determined where this takes the company and the financial system here in Panama.
Cajal Vyas in Panama City for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.